like yesterday. But it was long ago.
Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen. So I moved to Michigan. I lived there for a while, and apparently I was supposed to love Bob Seger.
You don't love Bob Seger?
It's not like I don't love Bob Seger. There's some stuff that I'm like, yeah! And there's stuff that I'm like, oh, okay. I've heard this every 30 seconds for my entire life. Because like every other song for a while on the classic rock stations was, yeah, Bob Seger and Ted Nugent, and then Bob Seger and then Ted Nugent. And like three songs by Ted Nugent they'd throw in the
Michigan next, Hour.
Like three songs. Yeah, but like, but they don't go deep cuts ever. They like they claim to be all these big fans, but they only play the three big songs over and that's it. Maybe that's you'll hear Fred Bear on a late night, and they'll be like, "Hey, hooray!" But I did when I was a tour manager for the Dolly Rots. I had "We've Got Tonight" stuck in my head, and I couldn't get it out of my head, and it wouldn't leave me for like a month of the tour. And I would sing it when I got drunk at night with the band, and we'd all get it stuck in our heads. And this is before like all of your phones had music on them. This is like 2007, right?
Right.
So we still had flip phones, and that we were using like a road atlas to figure out where we're going, that type of stuff. Like an actual physical road atlas, not like on your phone road atlas. So we finally stopped in Madison on my birthday. Did not do a show here because no one showed up that day. And we came back to drink at the basement bar at some hotel. I think it was a Choice Hotel here in Madison somewhere. And it was a basement bar, and they had it on the jukebox.
And you played that thing through and through.
And we played it. And not only that, there were low ceilings. I'm a flexible dude, and I may look like, you know, I may have the makings of a Farley-ish body, but I kicked above my head and left a footprint on the ceiling that night while rocking out to Bob Seger's
"We've Got Tonight." Fair enough. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and you know, sometimes the musical selections that I happen upon do really make Brian go down on a tangent, but that's okay.
It's the best thing to do, because music invokes memories, which invoke... everything is it connects all of us, and even if you completely disagree with somebody else, there's certain music you just sit down and go, okay, can we agree that this is awesome?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it brings people together. And we got somebody calling in now. We got Dick from Madison on the line. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, you remember a couple of days ago I mentioned about two sets of laws, and here's a perfect example of it right now with Boss. In my opinion, he should have his tired butt drug back to Wisconsin. Whatever time elapses between when he was supposed to be there and then he actually gets back here to show, he should spend that in jail and then go to this deposition. And as far as the, you know, what you said, Brian, I couldn't agree more, but it's no different than on the national level in that, okay, these guys want to disband the probe into January 6th. But yet they want to tell you that it was Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Well, then why wouldn't you want to prove it?
Yeah.
You know? Go on with the investigation and prove it was Black Lives Matter and Antifa that caused all the problems on January 6th. No, I don't think you can do that.
But, yeah, Dick. But funny enough you mentioned that, Dick. They did look into things like the Black Lives Matter protests and, you know, things that happened in, let's say, Minneapolis during the George Floyd situation. Mm-hmm. And it found out that the instigators were right-wing provocateurs and off-duty police officers, because they got evidence and they found names and they used the cameras and facial recognition and GPS software recognition and things. Like, what are investigations just really need? Oh, proof, evidence, things like that really prove a case.
No, I remember vividly the video from, I believe it was an AutoZone. It was an AutoZone in Minneapolis where this individual was dressed all black tactical gear, had like one of those kind of, what kind of the drop-down face mask things where you... It almost looks like some of the riot gear that police use, but it was painted all black. And he was walking around and just smashing windows with a crowbar or a baseball bat, some kind of metal object going through. And everybody was telling him to stop. It was the whole, anybody that was there, a part of the protest was, hey, don't do that. That's not what this is about. This is not what we're doing right now. And just going up and down this AutoZone's front-facing of the business and smashing all the windows and then hopped in a van and left. And the individual, the authorities followed that van. They got the information, and it came out that that was a right-wing provocateur that was there sowing violence. And so they think that if you truly thought that January 6th was a false flag operation and it was Antifa or Black Lives Matter or whatever you want to use as a talking point saying that what it was, of course you wouldn't want to squash the investigation into January 6th. Just like none of them want to squash this investigation here in Wisconsin, because at the heart of hearts, Brian, they've bought in. They believe that this election was stolen, and so they can't give up yet. They got to keep going no matter how few public records can be produced by the Assembly Speaker or Gableman's probe, because they've bought in. They believe that this is something that needs to be investigated. And so,
yeah, but this isn't something like a matter of religion. This isn't a matter of whether, you know, what interpretation of some arcane scripture is. This is an actual investigation. Investigations need proof, evidence, and documentation in order to be taken seriously, even remotely.
And so that's why I don't understand. I don't understand how this isn't a bigger story then, because there's no proof. Literally, he is being deposed today. The Assembly Speaker is being deposed for the lack of information and proof. Or just the documentation of how this review is being conducted. He doesn't have it, and that's why he's being deposed. And all the while, he's being deposed remotely because he's at a campaign fundraising event in South Florida. He is too busy to be bothered by appearing in person for this deposition. He's already said that there is nothing that the legislature can do to address the pandemic here in the state of Wisconsin while we are in the middle of the worst surge that we have had to date fighting COVID-19. He's down on a catamaran in the Keys. And it is...
I'm not going to report that he's specifically on a catamaran in the Keys, because I don't know that he is.
They don't have any proof to say the things that they say. So I don't need
proof of this.
I have proof that there is a documentation of a Assembly Republican campaign committee fundraiser that is being held in the Keys, and there is documentation that he is supposed to headline it. To me, that's more proof than anything that the Gableman probe has been able to conduct.
But he could headline through Zoom as well.
I doubt it. How do you catamaran through Zoom? Tour Ernest Hemingway's home?
Well, that's for the
through
attendees.
Zoom.
That's $6,000 a plate, man. I mean, these people are throwing good money. You got to go and do your due diligence to make sure you collect that sweet, sweet cash. I mean,
There's no way that Robin Voss isn't down there.
But again, I can't report that and be, you know, confident about it. You know why? Because if I don't have proof or evidence, I'm just showing out my opinion. And the reason I'm saying that is because I have more integrity, bum, whatever you want to call me, than I am. I have more integrity than a former freaking Supreme Court Justice of Wisconsin. Are you kidding me? I'm a freaking bartender actor, man. I sold my soul to Bacchus. All right, buddy? If I can't turn down a party to save my life. I've said some really offensive things in my life. If you go back in my past, you can probably find some things I'm really embarrassed about. But at the same time, I don't have shame for, because I've learned from them. But I still have more integrity than a former freaking Supreme Court Justice of Wisconsin and a freaking the Assembly Speaker of Wisconsin.
Fine. You got me. Allegedly, Robin Voss is down in Southern Florida. Allegedly. And that's where I'm going to go.
That's
with
all you need.
That's all we're going to go with. But
I'm saying probably. He probably is, but I can't tell you with certainty that he is.
I'm pretty certain, but you're right. We'll report it as allegedly. But let's talk about what the Wisconsin Republicans that are showing up to work today in the Wisconsin Capitol are doing.
Not going to be Bernier for long, but anyway, let's go.
Oh, there's something else. That is an update that we didn't get to talk about at show prep. I got a fun update.
We all need to know this stuff.
Yeah, no, we'll jump to that maybe in the last segment of the show. But before we get to that, we've got the state Senate, the Wisconsin State Senate Health Committee is meeting today. Completely in person. No, they're not remoting in. They're live.
The health committee is meeting today.
The health committee
with the diseased.
They are sticking by their guns and they are saying yes, we will meet in person regardless of how many confirmed cases of COVID-19 were in Wisconsin this last week.
Or who among the council is, you know, immunocompromised. It's fine.
And no masks being reported in the hearings in the overflow rooms, because Brian, there are 50
individuals. Why are there overflow rooms?
There are 50, more than 50 individuals. There's more than one overflow room. There's multiple overflow rooms for individuals giving public comment on a proposal that the state Senate is discussing today.
This is the one we talked about yesterday, right?
No, that one got passed already out of the state Senate. That got talked about yesterday and passed out of the state Senate. So that one, the law to accept natural, quote-unquote, natural immunity, that already passed the state Senate. This one, Brian, our state lawmakers are discussing a bill banning vaccine passports. So,
the things that aren't implemented,
the things that we don't have, the things that are not being implemented in the state of Wisconsin, they're not actually talking about getting resources to make sure that schools can stay open.
Is there an addendum to make sure it's illegal for Obama to come take your guns?
I don't know. I didn't read all the fine print. I can't report on it. I can't report on that yet, Brian, because I don't know what's all not in
there. That's true. I'm just conjecture. It's conjecture at this point.
Allegedly.
I didn't mean to make this in a personal attack on you, Luke. I just wanted to say we need to keep...
I know it. I'm telling you in good faith. I can't honestly say that is or is not there. That's all.
It's a personal attack, but I don't want you to think it is.
Yes. And so one of the bill's authors is, unfortunately, I didn't get the lawmaker's name. The tweet from AJ Bayatopor doesn't include the lawmaker that wrote the bill. But he's saying that allowing vaccine passports is to allow discrimination. And he compared a gym forcing unvaccinated guests to wear a wristband to Jews wearing stars in Nazi Germany. So
I'm sure that's really going to go over well with everybody. It always works.
Well, one of the individuals in the room, State Senator Tim Carpenter, called the remark a word that I cannot say here on the air. He called it I'll abbreviate it. He called it BS. And then apparently the overflow rooms erupted with him calling that, saying that name or saying that word for that comparison made by the state lawmaker, and I will do my diligence. I will find out who wrote that and who used that comparison, because
you don't want to guess or maybe put a false thing out there, because then maybe you wait for proof and then we talk about that.
Yeah, and that's absolutely what we can do. But so that is what
we
the
have
state
integrity, unlike the Wisconsin.
Rather right. than actually doing tangible things that would address the overflow, the surge in cases that we have, the number of hospitalizations that the state of Wisconsin is facing, Republicans in the state Senate are instead having a debate about banning something that is not even being attempted to be implemented here in the state of Wisconsin. So Speaker Voss allegedly, reportedly, potentially down in southern Florida, and the state Senate is saying, hey, we're going to ban this thing that's not happening here, but probably, even if they pass this ban, wouldn't be signed into law by Governor Evers. So that's what's going on with Republicans in Wisconsin addressing the COVID-19 pandemic as the state is amidst the worst surge we have seen to date. So if we are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, if you want to join this great show, we got one more segment of the day coming up on this Wednesday afternoon. I do have a palate cleanser, Brian.
I need one.
Yeah, I was going to say there's been a lot of things. I think this palate cleanser thing might be we might go to this regularly. It's kind of like the Daily Show's moment of Zen, maybe. We'll see what it is. But
I also have an update on the Milwaukee mayoral race.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got, I believe, six official candidates that after the filing papers. So
yeah.
Update on that. So fantastic. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can join the show. One more segment left. 844-967-2789. I'm still running.